And what about, like, at Christmas time as children, what were the
at Christmas time, we all went to church. That was Holy Day.
Yes.
And it was very quiet and simple day. We had very little, maybe we had a little candy and that was all.
Mm-hmm.
But New Year's was the French.
That was the French.
They celebrated. We went to grandma's and grandpa's on
that
New Year's.
Nice.
Yes.
Your grandfather and grandmother were living?
Yes, when I was a little girl.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yes.
How far away?
Well, the second farm from us.
Oh, well, that isn't too far.
No.
Oh, that's nice. Then when you started working, you know, you said you first worked in Faribault.
Yes.
What kind of recreation did young people have then?
Roller skating.
Oh.
We had a hall, and then we had music. And we roller skated, and we roller skated with partners, and we even waltzed with them and everything.
Oh,
and that
nice.
Was quite a... And the boys would come and ask you to skate,
mm-hmm.
just like you would at a ball.
At a dance.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that was one of our main. And then maybe the boys would get together and hire a sleigh and horses,
mm-hmm.
and we'd all go sleigh riding,
yes.
a bunch of us. And that was about our recreation.
That was nice.
Uh-huh.
You didn't... your work hours were long.
Oh, yeah. We worked from, I don't remember, we started 8 or 9 until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
And then if you had to get yourself something to eat,
well, we took a little lunch with us.
Oh,
yeah, a little lunch with us.
That was good. Then when, after you were married, did you and your husband... do any other kind of recreation besides travel?
Well, when we were first married, we didn't have any money to travel.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Wrightsburg, and we had an old Model T Ford, and we'd go up to the T-Towns or someplace like that.
Nice.
See, we were near the T-Towns.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went Snake River.
Yes.
Well, there was a little hotel not far. We would take a week. And, well, we would both go at the same time. I went up with two Mormon girls and another.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in just a little shack, you know, and they had the straw beds. And then we'd go down to this little inn, and we had a lot of fun, and,
mm-hmm.
and the Snake River was right there. President Carter just went down the Snake River,
right.
And we were right near the Snake
yes.
River.
In other words, you were outdoors people.
Yes, uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Then, of course, in your later...
Yep. And then I know one time our lights went out on our own Model T Ford, and we cut the pine branches, throw a blanket down, and sleep out in the open, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Camping.
One time I was traveling with a friend of mine. We went to the Orient, and so this lady, she did a lot of bragging about her big cars. And she said, "Well, what kind of car do you you?" And what did I say? Oh, I said, "A Model T Ford." Oh, she said, "You don't either." But one time we were on the train, and the girl said she had sat up all night in the seats. Oh, she said, "Why, she couldn't imagine." Anybody said, "Well," I said, "when I lived out west, I said, we cut pine branches and slept right out in the open there." I said, "Well, that would nothing to sleep
mm-hmm.
in the seat." I didn't want to make that little girl feel bad.
No. After... you were retired. What were your, besides travel?
Well, after we'd retired, my husband bought a big farm. He all said he was in agriculture because in agriculture, made their money in town, spent it on the farm. A farmer made his money in the farm and spent it in the town because he also lost money on the farm.
Right.
Yes, because
right.
he didn't know nothing about
your,
it.
Your
you know.
Husband?
Yeah. And so he kept quite busy running to the farm and doing things.
Where did he buy this farm?
Well, he had, first he had 360 acres in Chestnut there.
Oh, really?
And then later on he sold that. He had a lot of cattle. They all got Bang's disease.
Yes.
And he lost a lot of money there. Then he bought the Little Prairie. It's called the Little Prairie, near Saginaw on the river there. And then the government bought it from us, and that's government land now and for wildlife.
Oh, I see.
But
like
we tried to raise beets on there, and we did... put canals in there to try to drain it and everything, yes.
But
he was born in Boston.
And
I know one time we had a news, a new, what do you call, sire. See, and so he had company, and he showed a heifer. You know, he said, "This is our new sire." "Oh no," I said, "you're making a mistake." That's much how he knew about the farm. Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, it kept him busy during his retirement, so that he didn't, you know, he was away from home a lot. And he used to take the neighbor boy with him all the time, which I was glad of. Because I didn't care to be running out there all the time. Not very often, no.
You had that.
I had that when I was young.
When you were young.
Yes.
But he didn't.
No.
But he wanted to do it.
When I was younger, too, I used to do a lot of horseback riding.
Oh, did you?
Yes, when I lived in Oregon.
Yes.
And my friends and I, we used to do a lot of horseback riding.
What would you do? Go to the livery stable and rent a horse?
Yes. Uh-huh. We had our own special horse that they'd rent to us.
And good for you.
We got horseback riding.
That was nice. That would be a more...
But I never was very good at anything. I played golf, but I wasn't very good at it. But
well,
I played anyway.
If you were nearsighted, golf would be hard to.
Oh, I could see pretty good then.
Well, could you?
I could find my ball, yes. If I just could get it there where I wanted.
Where you wanted it.
Yes. And I used to like to go out on the lakes, you know, and I like to row, just an old rowboat, you know.
Yes.
I love to row all over the lake. And now I like that better than a motorboat.
Yes, that would be.
And that was good exercise, too.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then I used to play ping pong. Yeah, I just like play any kind of card game. Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, that was besides the Model T that you first bought.
Then when we came to Saginaw, we bought another one. But that one, you had a starter out of it.
Yes.
And I made up my mind I was going to ride. I told you about that one.
You were going to learn.
But the lady across the street went with me.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we graduated down to bigger ones. Yeah.
Yes. Did you stay with the Ford cars?
Oh, no. Later on, we had, different cars. And I know for a long time, I drove Oldsmobile. And we did have Cadillac, and we had Lincoln.
Different cars. Right up the ladder.
Yes. Uh-huh.
When did you decide you weren't going to drive anymore?
Well, when I got these cataracts and I couldn't see, I was driving home one time, and all of a sudden a car appeared right before me, that warned me, and then I couldn't pass my test.
No.
And I was 89. I was 79. 79 then. 79.
Well, that's pretty long.
Uh-huh.
Then you sold your car.
I gave it away to the lady who worked for me.
Oh, that was nice.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you about your what kind of foods you like. When you lived on the farm, you know, as a child.
Yeah.
What was your?
Well, we had to eat what we raised on the farm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we kill our own pigs, and in some we had salt pork, a chicken once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have the fruit off the trees and the tomatoes and carrots and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and peas off the farm. We didn't buy it, but when we went in and we just changed wheat for flour.
Yes.
So there was very little, and Mother May baked all our bread.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought very little from town. Mother used to make a head cheese from the head of the pig. And that was good, and I begged her to buy some more cheese, so she brought some regular cheese. I was so disappointed, I never had any before.
Oh,
I didn't like that.
That's
good.
When
we used to wear long underwear, you know.
Yes.
And then Mother knit our stockings, and then we'd go to country school. We'd be all frost when we get there. We had a big old stove, you know, wood stove, burning stove for the stove. Later on, we got rich and we had a furnace in the little stove. And you know, I went back there, about 15 years ago. And the little school is still there, and I'm still using it.
Is it really?
Uh huh.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
What were your favorite vegetables?
Oh, the green peas. We had a little Rocky Hill, nothing grew but green peas.
Oh, isn't that?
Oh, and I go bail the whole buck and I eat half of them green, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yes.
Did you grow apples?
I'm sorry, everybody had apple trees but us, but we only had Not very good ones. Mm-hmm. But we had a lot of raspberry. Yes. We raised a lot of currants.
Yes. Well,
you don't see them much anymore.
No, were they black?
And gooseberries.
Did
we
you
had
raise black currants?
No, just the red little red currants, yes. Mm-hmm. And the raspberries, we always had raspberries and strawberries.
Right.
But strawberries, we had 5 cents a quart for them. Mm-hmm. And potatoes, 25 cents a bushel. Mm-hmm. And everything was so cheap. Of course, you could, I go downtown with my aunt, Julia, because I had the interpreter for her. She couldn't speak English. She was from Canada. And, of course, we never ate out. And we'd buy a ring of bologna, I don't know, for 5 or 10 cents, and some crackers, and that was, we'd sit under a tree, and that was a treat.
Sure.
That was a big treat.
Right.
Yeah. So think what children have today.
Right. Sister Mary D. House told me one time her mother was so fond of bologna.
Oh.
And she said one time her mother went shopping, or I don't know where she was going, but anyway, I guess she was going to go see a movie. But she bought a ring of bologna thinking she'd take it home, but she got so hungry during the movie she ate the bologna.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was the...
And it was good bologna in those days.
Yes.
Fun, all kinds of stuff in it.
That's right.
Yes.
What you must have had a garden.
Oh, yes, we also had a big garden. Uh-huh. Because we sold berries, we